MSNBC's Wallace, Trump Becoming a Bitter, Delusional, Angry Guy. By Pam Kee on July 23, 2020. Thursday on MSNBC's Deadline, host Nicole Wallace described President Donald Trump as having become bitter, delusional and angry as he's realized he will likely lose in November. Wallace said, "I started this show 3 years ago saying, the bottom is calling, and it wants to know if we're there yet. I stopped doing that. I've learned my lesson. We're covering this as an example of the things Trump is trying to inject into the general election because we're 100 days out. We should also cover this as the cruelty. And it's the same vein of cruelty that he mocked a disabled person. The same vein of cruelty that allowed him to cage small children and separate them. There's cruelty in a feeling of sticking your finger in an electric socket if you know anyone or love anyone that's been screened for dementia or Alzheimer's." Former Representative Donna Edwards, DMD, said, "I think you're right. You and I know that there is no bottom to this presidency. Every week demonstrates that." She added, "He doesn't appreciate the numbers of people and have empathy for the numbers of people suffering from coronavirus and who die. Nor does he appreciate the circumstance, the sad circumstance of millions of Americans who suffer from dementia and Alzheimer's in their years. He has no ability really to put himself into someone else's shoes." Wallace said, "There is no example of a president at a high water mark that didn't succeed in holding this country as it grieves, as it struggles, as it suffers. Donald Trump either can't do it or won't do it." Meanwhile, Joe Biden is surging ahead of him in poll after poll after poll. New York Times reporter Nick Confessore said, "He thinks he can win this campaign on a mano-a-mano fight over who has a higher test score. It feels divorced from the moment when people are worried and scared. If not for their life, for their loved ones and jobs and kids going to school. You don't get the sense when the president is trying to adapt by returning to the press conferences that he understands this is a moment of crisis. And it's going to be a crisis long past election day. We, as voters, are used to seeing a certain set of ticks from a president. A certain set of acts, even feigned from a president to get through these times. He doesn't display those things." Reading from the New York Times, Wallace said, "Mr. Trump appeared to shift away from more sober assessments he's delivered about the pandemic that's killed more than 143,000 Americans by saying that coronavirus testing was, quote, overrated and, quote, makes us look bad. He then accused Democrats of sounding the alarm over a virus for political reasons. Watch," Mr. Trump said, "on November 4th, everything will open up." Wallace commented, "I mean, this is a bitter, delusional, angry guy who I suppose he's saying on November 4th, everything will open up because he knows he's going to lose." Edwards said, "Whatever it is that the president is selling, the American people are really not buying. When you have 4 million people who contracted the virus and 143,000 who died and thousands more that will die, there's no getting around that." Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanem.